JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the Ministry of Tourism to transform into a Christmas village. And later, one of our 25 tips for Christmas. Let's go Roundabout JA.
The holiday season is filled with happiness and cheer, but it can also be a time of danger for road users. Here's a holiday road safety tip from Petrojam Limited in association with the Road Safety Unit.
Don't speed. In the rush to get to a Christmas party or to do your Christmas shopping, you may be tempted to speed. Drive within the speed limit to prevent crashes this holiday season. A speeding ticket and possible collisions are not likely on your holiday wish list, so make this holiday season a safe one for all. A holiday road safety tip from the Road Safety Unit and Petrojam Limited, where safety is our number one priority.
The offices of the Tourism Ministry will be transformed into a mini artisan village to stage Christmas Village on the Breezeway this Friday, December 16, at 64 to 70 Knutsford Boulevard in New Kingston. The festival, hosted by the Tourism Product Development Company TPDECO, will showcase craft items and other authentic Jamaican products made by about 26 local producers. Craft specialist at TPDECO, Violet Crutchley, says the event will feature all things Jamaican, with unique gift items, food, and entertainment by mentor bands and young folk singers.
Mini Artisan Village will present an opportunity for us to try out some of the strategies relating to our thinking as to what will be a multifaceted experience for both visitors locally and internationally.
She notes that there is always a need to place brand Jamaica on display, considering our world-famous traditions and culture. The event also has a special sub-themed feature, dubbed Port Royal, the locale being one of the nearest official heritage sites in Kingston.
Port Royal would be the nearest heritage site with a lot of history. People are fascinated with the whole Port Royal saga, and it has impacted our history.
Ms. Crutchley adds that TPDECO continues to examine ways to grow the craft industry and provide opportunities for artisans to be more involved in skill enhancement and business development training programs. Christmas Village on the Breezeway will run from noon till 8 p.m. Under Vision 2030, Jamaica's National Development Plan, work is underway to ensure that by 2030, as many Jamaicans as possible will be living in well-constructed houses that are safe and affordable. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more.
And the vision has started already.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica is encouraging you to save energy this Christmas. If you're traveling during the holidays, unplug your cable box, TV, computers, internet modems, and any other electrical appliances that will not be in use while you are away. Once electrical equipment is left plugged in, it will burn electricity even if it's not turned on. So, whether you're traveling locally or overseas, unplug your appliances before you go and save energy this Christmas. A message from the PCJ, your energy advisor.
On our community notice board, on Sunday, December 18, the Jamaica Military Band and Choir will host a free Christmas concert at Hope Gardens in the Shell Bandstand. The event starts at 4 p.m. and should end by about 5:30 p.m. All age groups are invited. Before we go, here's one of our 25 tips for Christmas from Police Officer Sergeant Sean J. Mitchell.
Christmas period, we're encouraging all Jamaicans with an Android device to download the Stay Alert application. It is very important to you, to your personal safety, and for the safety of your loved ones.
And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.